Miss Williams shows me how to run the machine and quits. She still gets the weekly 12,000K credited to her account, but she pays me half. I pay the dealer 10% and wind up with 5,400K per week. This, added to the 9 grand I get monthly from your father's pension, makes me quite comfortable. Then it gets complicated. Finding myself with plenty of money and too little time, I contact the dealer again, offering to sublet half my job. The next day, a girl shows up who also has Haley Williams identification. I show her how to run the machine, and she takes over Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Half of my real salary is 2,700K, so she gets half that, 1,350K. And pays the dealer 135. She got a pad and a stylus and did some figuring. So the real Haley Williams gets 6,000K weekly for doing nothing. I work 3 days a week for 4,050K. My assistant works 3 days for 1,115K. The dealer gets 100,000K in fees and 735K per week. Lopsided, isn't it? I'll say. Quite illegal, too, I suppose. For the dealer, everybody else might lose their job and have to start over if the employment board finds out. But the dealer gets brain wiped. Guess I'd better find a dealer while I can still afford the 50 grand bite. Actually, I still had over 3 million. But planned to run through most of it in a short time. Hell, I'd earned it. I was getting ready to go the next morning when Mother came in with a shoebox. Inside there was a small pistol in a clip-on holster. "This belonged to your father," she explained. "Better wear it if you're planning to go downtown without a bodyguard." It was a gunpowder pistol, with ridiculously thin bullets. I hefted it in my hand. "Did Dad ever use it?" "Several times. Just to scare away riders and hitters, though. He never actually shot anybody." "You're probably right that I need a gun," I said, putting it back. "But I'd have to have something with more heft to it. Can I buy one legally?"
"Sure. There's a gun store down in the mall. As long as you don't have a police record, you can buy anything that suits you."
"Good. I'd get a little pocket laser. I could hardly hit the wall with a gunpowder pistol."